Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We've got Jaylen Brown rumors. We've got the NBA trade machine to talk about here, to talk all things Boston Celtics and maybe selling off some pieces, and NBA with the NBA draft on its way. Jared Weiss, NBA reporter for The Athletic, joins us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jared, welcome to the show.
It's good to talk to you from the fire sale.
Well, hey, I got it's happening, right? Can we get Jaylen Brown out of there? Can we get Derek White out of there too?
It depends. How many superstars and number 5 picks in the draft do you have at your disposal?
I got 2 superstars, no top 5s.
It could work. I think that from everything I've been hearing, like the Celtics are not going around town being like, hey, who wants Jaylen? We so badly want to give him to you. I don't think it's like that. It's more like, you know, your neighbor got a Ferrari and you're seeing, oh God, you know, your neighbor's falling behind on their bills. They might need to offload their Ferrari. Maybe you could make them an offer. They're like, oh God, I mean, I just paid that amount for the Ferrari, but I guess if you're going to give it back to me and help me get out of this financial pickle, I might as well do it. And so I think that's kind of where they find themselves. And they've got a Ferrari. It's in the shop right now. We just had knee surgery. And we all know that a minor knee surgery like that, maybe you're not 100% when the season comes around, but I think people are pretty confident Jaylen Brown is going to be an all-star caliber player next year, and he's entering his prime now. So you've got his prime ahead of him. He's a superstar, and he's out there. And he's proven himself to be a playoff winner. He is especially good in the postseason. That's the kind of guy you really want to bring in to be one of your top 2 guys when you're building a contender. And so it seems like a lot of the league is seriously interested, but you're going to need to offer up a top draft pick in this year's draft, maybe next year's draft. It's kind of hard to know how interested teams are in future first-round picks with the way the lottery works right now. And you're going to have to offer really good young players that the Celtics can continue to shift their core to a younger age and getting away from these veteran players.
So what type of cost are we talking about for this Ferrari, though? Are we getting like a massive deep discount, or when it all shakes out, does it feel like, yeah, okay, you couldn't afford the Ferrari, but you're still going to then pay what I paid for the Ferrari in full?
Yeah, I think so. I think, let's get away from the car metaphor. He's a guy. But, you know, Jaylen, I think that he is probably being valued as most star players would be valued in their prime, where they're in a situation where he's not wanting away from Boston. Boston does not have some sort of break with him, as far as I know, that they have to get rid of him. This is really a, like, does Boston want to get out of the tax and kind of take a step back for a couple of years here so they can reset their repeater tax bill and kind of completely clear the deck on their financial burdens for, you know, the foreseeable future, and then load back up again in a couple of years as Tatum is entering his prime? You know, maybe that's the move. I would generally be like, let's keep paying this repeater tax and keep Brown and Tatum together and bounce back a season from now. You know, Jason Tatum possibly could come back for the postseason next year. So maybe you take a leap forward in a very damaged Eastern Conference and you're still able to make a finals run. But I think in all likelihood, they're looking at this upcoming season as a bit of a punt, and maybe they want to focus more on developing young guys. So you got to, so to answer your question, you know, like the obvious package out there is number two pick in the draft, San Antonio. You can get Dylan Harper. He looks like he's going to be an all-star guard for years to come. That's the kind of guy that you'd be willing to get rid of Jaylen Brown for if you're like, all right, I can get a guy that I'm pretty convinced is going to be close to as good as Jaylen when he hits his prime, and I have him under control for the next decade, and I can get some other good role players in the meantime around that. So other than that, I don't see a deal out there that makes complete sense for the Celtics.
Jared, what'd you think about the returns and just the overall moves of Jrue Holiday for Simmons and a couple seconds, and then Kristaps for George Niang, Cavs legend, and a second-round pick?
Yeah, I think both of those worked out pretty well for Boston. I mean, if you look at Porzingis and Holiday in a vacuum of who they are, you're expecting these guys to command pretty significant value. But then you look at the cap situation for Boston and their age and their injury history, where Holiday is 35 and he's coming off of a down season injury-wise. He's committed for a pretty big number for, you know, several years now. His value is just not the same as it was when the Celtics traded for him. And same thing with Porzingis. Like, Porzingis, he was healthy after he returned from a surgery last year, but then he had this mystery virus and he ended up being a shell of himself in the postseason. So, you know, teams are not trusting that they're going to get 100% of those guys at this point, and they're older. And so to be able to get off of those guys without having to really sacrifice any sort of extra assets and even get some net asset return that is positive, I think was a pretty good move. It was one of those things where it's like, if you were coming into this offseason with a full understanding of the Celtics cap situation, you would be like, oh, that worked out pretty well. If you're not, you would be like, oh God, they just got rid of two all-star caliber players, and all they got back was Simons, who's been on the trading block for a while now, and probably will get flipped again by the Celtics. So unfortunately, that was a real sacrifice. But most teams, when they have to make a big financial sacrifice, they usually have to pay a price on top of it asset-wise, and at least they were able to avoid that.
If the East has gotten weaker, like it appears to have gotten, if you're the Cavs, how much urgency do you have in actually pushing some of the chips in the middle of the table and making a big splash?
The question really is, do they need to make a splash? I know that that series went really poorly for them against Indiana, but I think we saw that, one, Indiana was better than anybody realized before that series, and two, like, PG was really hurt, right? And we know now he's out for a while. Like, Garland, they lost their second best player, I would argue. I think he's still their second best player. Mobley also was hurt and wasn't playing that well. And I know that injuries are part of it. A lot of guys are playing hurt. But those guys just, like, clearly were not effective. And the same thing happened to the Celtics. Like, Jaylen Brown clearly was not effective because his knee was bad. He needed knee surgery. Porzingis, whatever this illness was, not effective as well. And the Celtics were terrible because of it, and they got killed by the Knicks. So I still believe in what Cleveland has. And I think Cleveland should pretty much run back what they have, maybe make a little bit of changes. Obviously, Ty Jerome might leave as a free agent. So they're going to have some changes. But, you know, if they can trade for Giannis, so, like, sure, trade for Giannis. But otherwise, I'm not seeing a move out there that jumps out at you as, like, this is a way that you can completely overhaul this team and make them better. Cleveland was great last year. They hit a roadblock in the postseason. I think if they're healthy next year in the postseason, they have a real, real chance at making the finals.
Jared, if Darius is available, do you think there's a good market for Darius Garland this offseason?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I think at the offseason, not so much as at the deadline, because he's in the middle of recovering from a surgery. And it's really hard to trade a guy that it's one thing with like Jaylen Brown, where he had a little meniscus cleanup, and usually that takes like 6 weeks to recover from. Like, Darius is out for 4 to 5 months, apparently. That's a much more significant injury. And it's really hard to convince a team to give up the haul that you would expect for an all-star guard when you're telling them he's not even going to be ready for you by the time the season rolls around. So on something like that, maybe they're better off waiting until the deadline, especially because with the deadline, they'll have a much clearer understanding of how good this team is exactly.
You'd mentioned you thought that you thought Darius was the second best player on this team. Why is it that you feel that way instead of it being, I'm assuming you're going Donovan 1, Darius 2, and then Mobley 3? What does Mobley have to do to take over there?
I feel like in the postseason, it's so hard to run an offense. And so having somebody that can keep your offense from completely falling off of a cliff for several minutes and watching the game flip on its head is still a little bit more important to me than someone who's a really huge impact defender, just because your team defense can often make up for the impact of one individual defender, but one individual offensive player can carry you through so much. So, but the way the game is played right now, I still lean towards those offensive creators presenting a little bit more value. But honestly, by next season, with the way Mobley has evolved, it's very possible that he'd be the guy you would call the second best player. I mean, he's grown so rapidly. And he still doesn't have very good feel on offense. His shot is not reliable on offense. Those are all things that could be changing pretty quickly. And once they do, that really flips the switch for how impactful he is.
Jared, is 1 to 2 years of Kevin Durant worth 5 to 7 years of Jalen Green?
Yeah. I guess we're talking from Phoenix's perspective, or we're talking from Houston's perspective. From Houston, I mean, that's a no-brainer there. Like, they're right there at the precipice. They're ready to take that step forward. Their offense was kind of a disaster in the postseason. Like, they didn't have anyone they could rely on to run the offense. And now you got KD. And I know that KD's older, but he still is a great offensive hub. And that just seems like a no-brainer. For Phoenix's perspective, you know, KD 37, his contract is not long. Like, they're not giving up a guy that's going to be a 3 or 4 year player for most places, like maybe if they're lucky. So they got back a good young scorer who still has a ton of room to grow, and we'll see how he reshapes in a different situation in Phoenix. Dylan Brooks obviously is a solid role player. They got a pick out of it. I actually thought it was a decent haul for them.
Jared, we talk a lot of football around here. I don't know if you're a fan of football or not, but I'm sure you saw Shedeur Sanders and the draft slide and everything that happened there. Is the Ace Bailey situation similar at all to you, or is it just night and day different?
Night and day different. Ace doesn't have there's not quite the same concerns about his fit in the system. And also the quarterbacks, they free fall. Like, it's a way different situation for a quarterback in a 6'9" wing. Like, Ace Bailey, I don't see him falling past 6, maybe 7. But yeah, you have Utah there. You know, for Washington probably could use him even. Like, I think Ace is just too talented that unless teams really think that he is a completely locked-in scorer who's not going to buy into a system, maybe he falls a little bit. But his talent is just so outsized compared to a lot at the top of this draft. I just don't see him sliding that much.
We've started to come around to the point that in the last 15 years, the best player in the draft has not gone number one overall. Is it still worth having the number one pick overall if you're an NBA team?
Yeah, because the number one pick is the safest pick. And if you look at the history of number ones, while a better player might emerge behind them, mostly just because teams will often look at number one as like, this is the guy with the most raw talent and upside, but maybe they pass on someone who's a bit more creative or has more heart or IQ or something like that. Cooper Flagg, at least in this case, his skill is all of the intangibles that usually belong to the guys that are picked a little bit behind them. So Cooper Flagg's upside is more about his intangibles than it is about his physical traits. And it makes them kind of a bit of a unique number one, or at least a unique number one in the draft, where there's very clearly a clear number one, which isn't always the case. We just saw that last year with Ricochet going number one, where it's like kind of a crapshoot about who could have gone number one in that draft. And so, you know, I think Flagg is one of the safest number one picks that I've seen in my time. I think he's a guaranteed all-star. Whether or not he's an MVP caliber player, we'll see. But generally, the number one pick, your likelihood of getting someone who at the very least is a fringe all-star is pretty high.
Jared, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Buckle up. It could be exciting 7 to 10 days here.
Oh, these next 24 hours are probably going to be pretty wild, that's for sure.
We're ready for it. Jared, be good, bud.
All right, take care, guys.
Jared Weiss there, NBA reporter for The Athletic on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Going to react to what he had to say. And Donovan's place in the Cavs championship plans in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.